Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is October 14th, 2015. I'm your host, Ryan McPherson, and I'm delighted to have two guests here in the studio today who are going to be sharing their story of how they're changing the world. First, let me introduce Kashi Siegel. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Nice to see you again. Just saw you last week at Supernova South.
That's right.
That's right. So you're probably kind of still reeling from that whole week of great.
Yeah, it was really exciting, and I slept all weekend.
I bet.
I think so did the rest of the team, and we're ready to go again for next year.
I look forward to hearing about that, but let's also introduce our other guest in the studio here, Mr. Tarby Bryant. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
And you are with Gathering of Angels.
It's a 19-year-old organization that I started in Santa Fe and have moved to Atlanta now, and we're whole meetings monthly here in Atlanta.
Very interesting. So we look forward to hearing more about that in great detail. So please stick with us as we turn our attention back to Kashi Siegel here for a moment. So she is the executive director of Supernova South 2015. But if I remember right, I did some interviews with you last week down there. This is your third year in that role?
It feels like I've been in that role for a very long time. Third or fourth year.
Yep. And yeah. Supernova South, for folks who do not know, it's the South's largest and longest running tech conference, a whole week's worth of speakers and keynote speakers and networking going on down there on the campus of Georgia Tech.
Right. So for a few years, we were at Atlantic Station, mm-hmm. and this year decided to move the event to Tech Square. It's the hub of all things innovation and technology right now. We've got great companies coming into Tech Square like Coca-Cola, Home Depot, Panasonic. I mean, NCR, think of a big company. They're trying to have a presence there. And then, you know, with the creation of Tech Square Labs, which is just a great organization, there's just a lot of exciting things going there. We wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Supernova South Tech Conference itself brings together people from all over the different industries as well as the country to come together to kind of network and talk about where the state of the industry and tech world is. And so in your role as executive director is just planning it all, right?
Oh, I don't plan at all.
Okay.
There's a whole team that really does a lot of the work, and we're all volunteers. We do this because we really care about providing this educational content to the community, and it's about accessibility. So it's providing excellent content, forward-thinking, thought-provoking, best practices type of content to people at a very, very low price, so that anybody can be there. And we got comments all week about how great it was from speakers to get engagement across many different backgrounds and lots of different types of questions in the audience.
So looking back on the week, was it a huge success or everything you dreamed of? I mean, what were some of the challenges and high points to you looking back?
Yeah, there are always things. It's a logistical feat to pull off a five-day conference, over 120 sessions, you know, three evening events, five keynotes. I mean, we have done a lot, and there's still a lot left to do.
Is there?
A lot. I mean, more engagement from the region, which is, I think, the goal for the next 3 to 5 years, is to really showcase what the whole region is doing, not just Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Although we have a lot of very exciting industries here, like health tech, fintech, the startup community is big. We represent those in our content tracks at the conference, but there's a lot going on.
There is. And so are you already planning for next year?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're the week after the conference right now, so we're debriefing and trying to figure out what went well and what we could do better for next year. We always take feedback from our attendees, our speakers, our sponsors, partners, everybody involved, and try to figure out how we do better next year, because, you know, you can't sit still. Mm-hmm. There's always more to do. So we'll take that and, you know, debriefing is a look forward to 2016. So
right.
We'll get started on 2016 as soon as possible.
I would imagine so. So start lining up all those keynote speakers, yes. and what type of networking events you may do. I mean, I heard this Sharpie Slam thing that you guys did on Wednesday night down there was a big success.
Huge success. Sherry Slam is so much fun. It's just an opportunity to have fun.
Yeah, what is that all about?
So, you know, you're in sessions all day, and there's just an opportunity to let loose. So we had six artist teams that had Sharpie product only that they could use to design murals based on a topic that we give them that day, or a theme. So the theme was evolution through innovation. And some of the art that was produced was just amazing. Mm-hmm. We had a silent auction with artists that had painted and done art on skate decks. So like the skateboard part of the skateboard without the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool stuff. And the whole community came out. We had Salesloft was a great sponsor. And, you know, they're part of the startup community and business community. We had all kinds of art supply stores. And, you know, it's a way to fuse those worlds together.
Mm-hmm. So it was just a fun, creative way to, you know, spend the evening, kind of midweek there going on at Supernova South. And then you said you were auctioning off some of this artwork and benefiting some nonprofit groups?
Benefiting Artist King, which is a great art nonprofit. So they do a lot of art education.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, so looking forward already to 2016 and starting to plan that. And this thing just grows year after year, more attendees, more events. What are some of the kind of big picture plans you may have already for 2016?
Yeah, we have, this year, was the first year that we did lunch keynotes, like all week long. I think we're looking to grow those. I think we want to do more with the student track that we have going on. So we had about 200 students show up this year. And I think maybe adding something like a job fair or something that really benefits. We had a career track specifically for them where they could learn resume writing and what to wear. And, you know, you're not wearing a suit to an agency interview, but what do you wear to an agency interview? So all those practical tips from industry veterans, and then we had a mentor's lunch with the students at the Fox where they could really talk to industry veterans from around Atlanta and ask whatever questions they wanted. So I think there's going to be more push of the student track next year. We're always trying to figure out how we grow the next crop of techies. We're going to be doing more in the community. We've done a lot with Centers of Hope already and, you know, want to do more with that. So I think more diversity. You hear a lot about diversity in tech, and that's a big deal for us. It goes back to the word access. And so there's a lot to do.
Yeah. Well, and I was on scene down there last week and asking people what are their kind of highlights personally to them for Supernova South. More than one of them said it was getting the students involved. They just really enjoy reaching out to younger and younger crowds, getting them involved and giving them a career path and a trajectory to be on that they know that they can be in that space and grow personally, professionally, and financially as well. So so you just reiterated a lot of what I heard last week when I was down there.
Means we're on the same page.
That's right.
And, you know, for companies that are down there, sponsors, partners, this is a new talent pool for them, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of benefit to having the students around, and, you know, students benefit from having these great minds, you know, speaking to them and people that they can interact with at the conference.
And I came back from there myself and told the guys, I said, we need to be down there every day next year, all five
days. You're welcome. We would love to have
you. We need to be on scene, reporting, interviewing everybody we can, getting to know all the people involved with the conference itself, but some of the attendees. Just had a great time down there, so I'm certainly will be talking more about that. Right now we're talking with Kashi Siegel. She was the executive director of Supernova South, and she is also co-founder and CEO of a company called Gigabark. Is that right?
That's right.
Time job.
That's the full-time gig.
Pays the light bill and all that. So tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so Gigabark is a integrated phone call and text messaging company. We're essentially a efficiency tool for companies. So we can automate some part of somebody's business, such as operations, marketing, some kind of audience engagement. So that can look like a customer survey or a text to vote campaign, or we do a lot of appointment reminders for doctor's offices and car dealerships for your service appointment and lots of different types of things. So way to make people's lives easier at the same time automating some part of the business to let you focus on
I had a dermatology appointment last week and they texted me and said, are you coming or not? You know, confirm or not confirm. And that was like the first time that's ever happened. I thought this was a spam text. I wasn't sure. And then I didn't respond. The next day, I got another one that says, are you confirming your appointment? And I wrote confirmed, immediately they responded back and said, we'll see you in the office. So,
yeah. So pretty easy. Part of what makes us a little bit different than just a traditional vendor is we work backwards to figure out what the need is for the particular office. It doesn't matter how small the client or large the client. We'll figure out what your business need is, what goals you're trying to achieve, and then work backwards to figure out a program that we can put together. We can customize anything for anybody, and we'll do it quickly. To make sure that you're getting the most out of it. We're not trying to fit you into a box. Mm-hmm. We're trying to build that freestanding box around you.
So. Right. And how long have you been with GigaBark? Or when you founded the company. So
yeah.
When
so did that it's take? Been since 2000, end of 2007.
So a long time.
Long time.
So you are a successful entrepreneur.
You know, as an entrepreneur, you never feel like you're as successful as you need to be. So you're constantly striving.
Mm-hmm.
But you survived the recession. So you're still here.
Still here. Nice. Still here and kicking.
That's right. Any advice you would give to some young ladies out there who may be thinking about throwing their hat over the fence and chasing it on their entrepreneurial dreams?
Sure. There are so many resources in the community now. You don't have to do it alone. When we started the company, Atlanta didn't look like this in terms of the entrepreneur infrastructure that exists now. And, you know, a large part of that got kicked off because of places like Hypopotamus, which did free classes, and then Atlanta Tech Village that came along and really created a community for entrepreneurs, which, you know, it's just so beneficial to at least even take part in the events that go on there. If you just look at their calendar of events, it gives you such a broad range of what's going on in the community. You really get an education. So make use of the tools around you and don't do it alone.
And you think Atlanta has all the tools you need to be a successful entrepreneur if you just look for them. They're out there.
Absolutely. And especially people talk about raising money. It's here.
Okay.
If you have a good idea, you'll get funded.
That's good. And whether it's peer-to-peer counseling or somebody from a different industry who has gone over some of these bumps in the road along the way, you can find someone there out there to mentor you and guide you as you grow your business as well.
One of the great things about the community in Atlanta is that people want to help each other. So ask questions, ask for advice. Somebody's going to give it to you and, you know, make sure you're getting good advice, but right. from somebody who's done it before. But, everybody wants to help and make sure that the community is thriving and successful. And that only happens by, you know, the water lifting all boats, right?
Right. Yeah, right. And I totally agree. I'm a guy born and raised in Atlanta, actually third generation Atlanta, my dad and granddad from here. So I've seen Atlanta change, but I've seen it change in a lot of ways for the better, especially in the business community. People are coming together using that Southern hospitality and helping each other grow their businesses. So if someone out there is thinking about being an entrepreneur, Atlanta's a great place for that.
Absolutely.
And people are out there willing to give you a hand up as you're climbing that ladder.
You know, and that's the spirit of the conference as well. I mean, it's really trying to, with the Southern hospitality, show people what is available in Atlanta and the region. And not to mention the fact that Atlanta has a very great cost of living. So staying here, we have so much talent. We have so much access to opportunity here.
Right.
Why leave?
Right.
You know, we shouldn't be losing students from Georgia Tech and UGA and Emory and SCAD to, you know, the West Coast.
No, stay here. Atlanta's got it all. So
absolutely.
Definitely. So anything else coming up for you for a remainder of 2015? You taking some time off to, recoup from Supernova South, or are you looking forward already to next year?
I don't know that there's ever such thing as time off.
Right.
I've got a business, I've got the conference, and then, I've got a nonprofit that I work with.
We'll talk about that for a moment. Tell
sure.
us what that's about.
Yeah. So, it's called the Campus Community Partnership Foundation, and one of our big programs is called the Mentor Walk. We work with elementary through high school students to bring them to a college campus and show them what their futures could look like. So it's really trying to help the dropout rate problem that we have in Atlanta and in Georgia. But we do this through giving kids experiences that they can really take and understand that, like, I could be a beautician or I could go into the construction industry. There's a huge lack of construction workers, but there are a ton of architects and everybody else in the industry. But we have nobody to actually fill the jobs that do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different types of jobs that these kids could be going into, pathways to, careers that could really make them great citizens of Atlanta and Georgia. And we're trying to give them those opportunities to understand that. So this year we did it at Atlanta Technical College, partnered with them,
okay.
and had about 600 kids show up and go through these vocational programs, which they do so well at Atlanta Technical College. So,
well, if people wanted to learn more about your nonprofit group or get involved individually on a corporate level, how would they do so?
Mentorwalk.org. There is a way to reach out to us, and that will come directly to me. So, okay.
We encourage our listeners.
Yes, please do that.
Go visit the website today.
Yes.
Do not hesitate. Run to that website. So, Kashi Siegel, tell us about Gigabark, Supernova South, some of the other outlets people can find you.
Yeah. So if you want to find us at Gigabark, go to Gigabark, GIGABARK.com. You can also use our contact form there to find me. And then Supernova South is supernovasouth.org. Mm-hmm. We've got an Instagram, we've got Facebook, Twitter, follow us all over the place, but sign up for our mailing list because you will get access to the videos that we took this year of sessions and content, speaker slides from this year, and then events throughout the year. We won't spam you, but, you know, it's good content that, you know, is opportunities to learn.
Yeah, especially if you're in that space, you know, being connected. I can't believe if you're not already, especially if you're here in Atlanta area. And another question about Gigabark, what's behind the name there? Are you a dog lover? Or
we are dog lovers.
Yes,
yeah,
excellent.
We actually work with veterinarians and dog walking companies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, the dogs are up on the website, so
excellent.
Go check them out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I used to have my own dog training business years ago. I trained people, actually, not dogs, but I would go to their house and still a huge dog lover myself.
Yeah.
So I love the name Gigabark.
Thanks.
So we definitely encourage our listeners to go there. And one last question before we go. When you're not out there changing the world of nonprofit, technology space, or working hard at Gigabark, what do you like to do when you're off time?
I like to sleep.
Okay.
I like to check out all the great restaurants around Atlanta.
Nice.
Because we have got some great food.
Any
great
one
chefs.
Favorite that you love or would encourage
oh my
people
gosh.
To go check out?
There are so many. I love a good burger.
Okay.
So I'm always looking for the next great burger
nice.
Or pizza.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are so many.
You can find Kashi either in her bed or out at a restaurant, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
When she's
or
not
at a live show.
Okay.
We've got some great music venues around
yes,
Atlanta, too.
Yes, concerts, music of all kinds
like
of
it.
Varieties. So lots to see and do in this town, and it sounds like you're enjoying every minute of it.
I try to.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come into the studio here today and share your story. And we certainly encourage listeners to go find Kashi on all those platforms. So please stick with us as we continue the show here. Remind our listeners you're listening to Atlanta Business Radio. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Also check out the website businessradiox.com for more information. It's also my distinct pleasure now to reintroduce back to the show Tarby Bryant. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. And you are CEO and founder of Gathering of Angels.
Correct.
And so tell us, you know, for some of the listeners out there who may not be aware, what is an angel investor?
An angel investor is a predominantly wealthy, well-connected person, male or female, who is interested in investing in seed and early stage companies and looks at the angel process as a way to both stay alert and alive and interested and invested in young companies that are getting started, where the entrepreneur has exhausted his or her life savings, the friends and family round. The family has stopped returning calls because constantly entrepreneurs need money. And before the venture capital investment banking round, there's a capital gap, I call it, where angel capital can be most valuable, needed, and not only financial capital, but also human capital that an angel investor can offer, I think, much better than a young Harvard or Stanford minted MBA who may or may not have the skill set to hasn't gone through two or three recessions like most savvy investment angels have.
So if I have a pocket full of money and I want to help somebody, but I don't know how, Gathering of Angels can provide me direction and support and kind of coaching on how to best use that money. Is that right?
Well, I think we can. I encourage people who do contact me that have that pot full of money to basically spread it around, because regardless of how skilled and talented you may have been in your first or second or third career, investing in seed and early companies is high risk, for which you receive a high return. But with that high return, there's always the high chance that that venture may or may not work. Mm-hmm. And so a diversity of your portfolio is critical. But the opportunity to come to my meetings is by invitation. When somebody says, you know, Tarby, I'd like to come. I just inherited $500,000, or I sold my company for $35 million. I'd like to come and play in that space. They fill out some forms for me, and I basically vet the investors as well as the young presenting companies. Everybody's got a great idea, but not everybody either should present, or not everybody will get funded. And having enough people in the room over time, I found that, and we've done 386 capital fundings since I started the Gathering of Angels in October of 1996 in Santa Fe, where I lived. Started off as a breakfast meeting. I was teaching finance four nights a week, so there were no nights in my schedule.
So, hence the breakfast meeting, right?
Yeah, the breakfast meeting started on Saturday morning at the El Dorado Hotel, and I was out there recently in Santa Fe, and didn't get any funding. Had young companies come over coffee and muffins and, you know, freshly squeezed orange juice and freshly cut fruit. And three or four companies predominantly then from New Mexico would present, but we didn't get any funding, and eventually called the guy in California and asked him what I was doing wrong. He says, Tarby, people don't write checks at breakfast. They only write checks at dinner with lots of wine. So I stopped teaching one night at the University of New Mexico and started the Gathering of Angels at night. And, you know, back during those times, people were waving checks in the air and said, you know, please take this. And it's a little different today. There's a little more due diligence involved, and certainly some thought, a second, a third, or fourth date, I recommend. But the process does work. We've done fundings from $20,000 up to $39 million. We've got one pending right now, to be closed on the 8th of November for $75 million for a manufacturing company out of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Came to Atlanta and met the right person,
right,
over a glass of wine or two, no doubt.
Yeah, no muffins or orange juice, just the wine, for sure.
we serve a light supper now, so they don't go into shakes and feel food depravity during the 5 to 8 o'clock meeting. So, and we have our meetings here in the perimeter area at Villa Christina. Mm-hmm. We've just moved to that venue and really liked it, and plan to have another meeting on the 27th of this month.
And so if I'm a young startup company and I need some of this angel investing, do you often just get solicited from these companies on your website, or do you have somebody out there searching for these companies? How do they find you?
Well, they actually find me through the website or through referrals from lawyers and accountants and previous presenters who have another round of finance that they need, or a new company that they may have started. But they hit the website. We do a lot of search engine optimization to encourage that. And if you were this morning to do a search for an angel investor, we'd be on page one.
That's great.
Right under Wikipedia. And people hit the site. They fill out some forms on the site, provide for me for my review the executive summary, first part of a business plan, and I review those. And if I think we can be helpful, I will suggest that they come and present on the 27th of October or the 2nd of December. Those are my next meetings. If I can't understand the executive summary and, you know, the idea looks a bit screwy, mm-hmm. I just say, thank you very much. I don't think we can be helpful if you have a pig farm in, you know, in Ukraine, as much as I know that they need money in Ukraine. I'm sorry, we can't be helpful. And I wish you luck. You may want to try the IMF or some other source to finance your venture in your pig farm. Mm-hmm.
So is there any industry that you particularly like to invest in or encourage your angels to invest in? Or are you across the board in all industries?
We do all industries, I would submit to you. Okay. I don't believe in gambling or sex websites. Those are probably the only two that I have an antipathy for. But we have done it all. We've done restaurants. We've done bed and breakfasts. We've done hotels. We've done software, hardware, middleware, medical device, clothing, mm-hmm. beer, wine.
Okay.
Energy drinks, you know, just you know, if somebody has a great pen that happens to have a, you know, a pepper spray at the end of it that I've never seen before, and they want to, instead of have Sharpie on there, it's just, you know, take out the bandito. And I'll read the business plan, read the executive summary. They're looking for $300,000. And I have one open spot for the 27th of October.
Very good. So you're open-minded when it comes to whoever needs support. And if they can write their business plan and executive summary effectively and efficiently, that stands out to you more than the type of business they may be in. And you can refer them to that angel who really could help them.
Yeah, I refer them to an angel if I think that there's a specific person. I refer them to a venture capital firm if I think that, you know, they're looking for $10 million. They've gone through three rounds of finance. I encourage them to take a look at my book.
Yeah, talk about that, please.
And go through and read that. I did that in 2013 and 14. Spent 7.5 months writing the book. And Wiley and Sons out of New York was my original publisher. And they found me and asked me to write a book on angel investing. I finished the book with plenty of wine support. The elixir of finance, I call it. And it ended up being 96 pages, which was a bit short for that major business publisher, and finally found Deeds Publishing in Atlanta, in Marietta. And they published the book, and I've had a lot of fun with it. I give it away to presenters, and I can't remember whether Kashi, I had finished that when you and I were together, but
you hadn't. No,
I brought a book for you today, and nice. one for you as well, Ryan.
Thank you, sir.
So the book has been fun. It's not a bestseller yet. It may be one day. I put 7 books at the local IGA store up in Big Canoe, and 6 months later, all of them have sold. I'm very proud.
Good news.
Yes.
That's right.
Right. And can people find that on your website, or yes. How would they, if they wanted to purchase your book?
It's available through the website, through the publisher, Deeds Publishing, and also through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, not on the racks, but available for purchase through both of those entities. And it's been fun. It walks through the angel process. Walks through the importance of a strong business plan. The management team, I think, is critical. When I'm doing the presentations that the young companies make, I say, you know, they have a 20-minute window to make their presentation with PowerPoint. Spend a third of your time basically dealing with the product or service that you think is novel and has an unfair competitive advantage. One third of your time on the management team and the advisors that you've surrounded yourself with. As smart as you think you are, you still need good talent around you. You look better. And then a third of your time on the financials, the capital requested, the use of funds, and really the most important thing is the exit strategy, how that investor gets his or her money back. This is not Uncle George who will loan you money or give you money or grant you money. This is an investor who's looking for a substantial return on their money. It's called exit strategy or liquidity event. And so, and then a strong summary slide. And don't close with, are there any questions? Which is actually a good salesman knows that you need preemptive closes during the course of your presentation. And you close and you look them in the eye and said, Kashi, I really need your help. I can't do this without you.
I'm here.
Very effective. We're talking with Tarby Bryant. He is founder and CEO of Gathering of Angels. You can go to his website, gatheringofangels.com, for more information. And he has been doing this since 1996 and helped over 386 companies get started. That's quite a success there. And you said you got an event coming up October 27th. How can people find out more information about that? If they're an angel investor or need the investing themselves, you know, young startup, or they just want to attend to learn more about the space itself.
Well, the first two are certainly welcome, both angel investors who have money in their genes to make an investment and presenters. For those that just want a networking event, they can go to Kashi's event and go to the chamber and
nice.
Rotary and all different sort of things. I don't really allow people who just want to come and trade cards and, you know, have a glass of wine on me.
So it's by invitation only.
By invitation only. I will have usually one or two people that are prospective presenters after I vetted them and approved them. They're invited to come. The presenters actually pay for the opportunity to present.
Okay.
So they, excuse me, they pay $2,500 to present mm-hmm. with no percentage of money raised. The angel investors, VCs, and investment bankers come complimentary. They give us their time, and if they're interested, they write a check, usually 1 to 20 days after the meeting. So it's a pretty quick process. The due diligence occurs, and they have a second date, a third date, check the management team out, do some fact-finding, customer vetting of the company. And then they pull the trigger, either yes or no. So it's a quick process, unlike an SBA loan, which can take you 4 to 6 months, and a VC event is usually a long 6 to 9 month process. I mean, they have the money, but they also make completely sure that everything that you've provided to them is accurate and complete, and do credit checks and background checks and everything else.
Now, how involved are you once that connection is made with the startup and the investor and they begin to work together? Do you kind of guide them through that process, or are you hands off after that?
No, I give my time up front basically to the presenting company and help them get ready and prepared. I provide the environment called Villa Christina, where they for 3 hours are together in the same room drinking wine, having fun, and listening to the presentations. After that occurs, I do help facilitate meetings with the angels and give the presenters a little more, let's just call it intelligence, about a particular investor. What's his investment history? Has he pulled the trigger 3 times this year? Did he sell his company last year for $36 million like one of our angels?
Mm-hmm.
What's his investment profile? Has he had good success? Does he want to do it again? Is his wife says no more investing? You know, I try to know those things about my angel investors. I don't take a percentage of fee. There's just a one-time SEC approved and regulated presentation fee
that you receive. Right. As we are Atlanta Business Radio, it's good to hear the business side of how Gathering of Angels is putting money in their pockets.
Yeah, it is. It is a it put my money in the pocket, and it goes back out to put the events on
right.
and pay for my time, basically, in preparation and teaching corporate finance to a lot of entrepreneurs who have a great idea and may be wonderful at marketing, but their finance skills are limited, and try to make suggestions to them both before the day of the event and then during the practice session. Mandatory, required, no excuses. You're there from 2 to 5 with me and several other coaches to get them ready before they go on stage. Unlike Shark Tank, where you walk through the big wooden doors and you're on stage, you've never practiced, they pay $10,000 to go on Shark Tank.
They do, right? Yeah.
So it's a big commitment, and, you know, if Mark Cuban or Mr. Wonderful like you, you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But often, you know, they go away with nothing. Maybe they've gotten some experience. I've had a lot of presenters tell me that even though they didn't get money, they went through my experience. And they went through the Gathering of Angels. They learned how to make a presentation and ask for money. and it was worth every penny that I paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this since 1996. So what's the one thing that still motivates you or inspires you to continue this mission and see success for the Angels as well as the startup?
I think it's the opportunity to work with young people, mm-hmm. Like Kashi, and she works with students, and I have students. I've got a student presenting that has presented. He's coming the second time. He came out of Georgia Southern, and he has a software platform for, you know, social networking, a little bit like a Facebook type event. Mm-hmm. But you know, first time he presented, his mom paid the fee, and next time, you know, he finally found the money, and so he's going to present again. And I think it's just having the young talent that is teachable and coachable come, and that's the stimulation for me.
Right, and you're on the front lines of these young creative minds coming with new products and services to the market. That's got to be exciting when you see something new and different that's being offered.
Yeah, it is fun, and I function as a judge for a lot of business plan competitions. I was out at Atlanta Tech College for the Pink Tech thing that they did out there, and I've been to Kennesaw several times and out to Mercer. So I enjoy doing that. And, you know, the young folks that are just getting started with an idea and don't have different parts of their presentation, having seen so many of them, I can almost pick them out and say, well, you know, that's nice, but you didn't discuss your team at all. You didn't discuss your financial statements. You know, I'm not Uncle George. I want an exit strategy, defined, clear. Yes, it may change, but I want you to know that I'm not around. I may not be here 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're 25, but I'm a little older.
All right. Well, if we can help you here at Business Radio X, whether it be featuring some of these startups in studio, having them come on to share their story, or an angel investor who wants to come on and share a success story, we'd love to talk more about that and make that happen.
I'd be glad to do that.
So thank you, Tarby Bryant, for joining us here today on Atlanta Business Radio. Please tell our listeners how they can find more information about you and your organization.
The website is the best way. It's gatheringofangels.com, www.gatheringofangels.com. My telephone number is 706-579-1080, and the email is tarbycbryant@gmail.com. And the website is really the best way to find
right.
me.
Right, to find him and the book.
And the book is also there, and I'm in Atlanta. I live up in the mountains at Big Canoe, but I come down to Atlanta very regularly and be glad to sit and have coffee or lunch with somebody. I don't do breakfasts.
Right. We do encourage you to reach out to Mr. Bryant if you have any questions on either side of that industry there. And when you're not out there helping these young startups or making angels even more successful, what do you like to do in your off time?
Well, I'm very involved civically up in Big Canoe with the chapel up there and with Jasper Rotary. I was an Atlanta Rotarian for 14 years, and Rotary is a very important part of my life. Once was a golfer. Mm-hmm. I may be a golfer again, and I'm, like Kashi, I'm working on a nonprofit as well.
Nice. You want to talk about that? Or
yeah, un poquito. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on a think tank
okay.
For Atlanta that would deal with big issues, much like the Santa Fe Institute in Davos.
All right. Well, that's a teaser for our audience out there. So stay tuned for more information from Tarby Bryant about his think tank here in Atlanta. Well, thank you so much, sir, for coming down from Big Canoe here to the Sandy Springs studio to join us today. And before we leave, let's turn our attention back to Kashi one more time. Supernova South, GigaBark, your nonprofit, you got it going on over there. Any last minute thoughts from you?
I think that the community, there's really a lot going on in the community, especially with what Tarby's saying. There's funding. People say all the time that there isn't funding. There's funding here.
There's funding.
For good ideas. And I think there's so much opportunity in Atlanta that people haven't tapped into yet. So I think people just need to open their eyes, dig a little deeper, and they'll find success.
There you have it. Kashi said it herself, that Atlanta has everything you need to be successful. And if you're not successful, go out there and search those avenues to reach success. And so thank you again, both Tarby Bryant and Kashi Siegel, for joining us here today on Atlanta Business Radio. Make sure, listeners, you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, you can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk on Twitter if you so choose. If your company is doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page on the website, businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We'll see you on the radio.